Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my sisters and my friends.
Thank you
for
joining us tonight.
You have joined in tonight to my sister, my friend. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. We want to just thank you for being here with us. Praises be to God for another opportunity to come to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to my sister, my friend, a blog talk show that is dedicated to reaching all women. We want to be an encouragement, an upliftment, and we're here with resources for their needs and concerns. We want to give them a sounding block to help them with whatever they're going to be going through and just talk it out with us. Thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight we have sort of a open conversation going. We're talking about whatever is on our mind, and we're also going to give you a little information on the upcoming month, which is going to be Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we want to just enlighten you and let you know that there are ways out there that this can be prevented and helped, and although they have not found a cure for it, we just want to talk about it with you tonight. If we have listeners tonight that has been experiencing this, please give us a call at 310-982-4126. If you have any concerns or comments tonight, please give us a call at 310-982-4126. The lines are open for discussion tonight or whatever's on your mind. We're going to just talk to you tonight, and hopefully we'll help you out or say something that will be encouraging to you. We want to go ahead and ask our president of our Greenwich Place to go ahead and say hello to our listening audience, Ms. Beverly.
Good evening, everyone. I hope that we have a lot of listeners and people will call in this evening. Hello, hello.
Hello, everybody. All right, Ms. Beverly, we want to just let our listening audiences know that breast cancer is alive and out there, right?
Oh, yeah. It's very, I think one of the things that we fail to realize as women, I think everyone fails to realize that we need to get our regular monthly, yearly medical exams, because a lot of people really don't see the doctor unless it's just way too late. They get involved in other things about their life, and they forget about their health. So we want to encourage men and women to make sure that they get their yearly checkups. This is very, very important.
Amen. And also, it is very important that we as females do our monthly checkups on our self-examination monthly of our breasts for any lumps or any wrong kind of feelings that we have in our breast or in our chest, because those are usually early signs that there is something going on. There is a neoplasm, with this, that's the medical term they say, going on within our body. So it's very important that we do feel our breast and under our arms and around our breast each month, and find out if what you're feeling, find out if you have any different feelings in your breast, because that's a early sign of detection for us. If you have soreness of your breast, or if you have nipple pain, or if you have any discharges coming out of your breast, or any abnormalities that you find or feel within your breast, should be checked out immediately, because that's the early detection, and our gynecologist usually tells us to do a monthly exam on our breast. There's nothing wrong with you feeling your breast. There's nothing wrong with you if you have to feel yourself, okay? Because I know some women might say, ew, I got to do my own breast. Yes, you do. that's a very, very needed requirement of taking care of your body as women. So we want to be able to have early detection. We want to be able to go to the doctor when we feel something abnormal. We just have tenderness that's abnormal. You know, around our cycles, we usually have tenderness of our breast and our nipples. Some of us have discharges and so out of our nipples, which could be a normal thing for you, but it's good that we find out. So because we don't go to the doctor, like Beverly says, until it's almost too late, and then we have to suffer the consequences. So, Beverly, there are some agencies or people out there that can help us beside our doctors that tell us to get our mammograms.
Well, I think first, like you should say, you should go to your gynecologist. And now breast cancer isn't only to women. Men have also been diagnosed with breast cancer. But one of the things that I'm a breast cancer survivor, and there are a lot of women out there. When I go to the hospital, you see a lot of women with a lot of different types of cancer. The biggest cancer that they're concerned with this year, in addition to breast cancer, is ovarian cancer. So we want to start with making sure that you get your physical every year, because that way they can start looking at the different things. You go to your primary doctor and get your physical. You go to your gynecologist and get your feminine exams, and making sure then that when you go to your gynecologist, and it really doesn't matter how old you are, because breast cancer and lung cancer, ovarian cancer, and all the cancers don't have an age. So as soon as you become an adult, I think it's good that you go because and get those exams. Now, when you start going to your gynecologist, you start getting your exams, and like Lashonda said, you go, and every month you get your breast exam. Well, I had always had lumps, and a couple of times I had a couple of cysts. So when I felt the lump, I didn't think very much about it because I thought maybe it was another cyst. But lo and behold, it wasn't a cyst. It had grown into a full-blown third stage cancer. And it is a hard word to hear, and most women, you got some women that don't want to go to the doctor because they don't want to hear it, and they don't want to face the fact that they may have cancer. Sometimes some women don't want to face it because their mother or their aunt or their grandmother had it, and they don't want to face the reality. But I tell you, if you don't go to the doctor as often as possible and get your checkups and make sure that you're in pretty good health, the results when you go to the doctor and you've got third or fourth stage cancer is not a pleasant experience. I'll put it to you that way. It's not a very pleasant experience, because once they find the cancer, they'll do that your regular mammogram, and then they'll see a spot. And it's as difficult is that monthly, that yearly mammogram that we go through, when they call you back, the exam is even twice as painful as it was the first time, because then if they, you know, when we do the mammograms, it's like they're almost trying to make you into a pancake or something. Well, when you go back for the one after they think they've seen something, they really make you into a pancake from all sides, and it's the most painful experience you've ever had, because they just take you and just flatten you out, and it's really, really, really hurts. I mean, you're almost like on your tippy toes about ready to scream. So we don't really want to go to that stage, so it's best to have it done as early as possible and to do your monthly exams. But once they do find it, then they come back and they tell you that they want to do a let me give you a description. I was looking in this magazine that I got from Baylor called the Patients Resource for Cancer Guide. And they said breast cancer is cancer that forms in the breast tissue, usually in the milk ducts, tubes that carry milk to the nipple, or less often in the breast lobe, glands that make milk. Breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer among women, although breast cancer can develop in men. Breast cancer is classified by staging. A process determines how much cancer is in the body and where it is located. Stage describes the severity of the cancer based on the original tumor and how much it has spread. Knowing this information helps your doctor plan your treatment. So, depending on the type of cancer that you have, I always thought when they said breast cancer is just one cancer, but it turns out there are several different types of cancers that you can get in the breast. Some are more aggressive than others, and some will spread faster than others. So you have to find out what type you have, what stage it is. On here, they have them as categories, TX, TO, TIS, T1, T1, T1A, B, and C. And these are talking about the size of the tumor. If it goes over T2 and goes to T3 and T4, you're probably is saying that you're at stage. It's larger than 5 centimeters, then you're usually at stage 3 or stage 4 breast cancer. So it's very important to find out if you have the cancer, and if you do have it, what stage it's in.
Well, I was going to ask you, do they tell you about, does it begin in like a tumor or a nodule or something that you just, that feels uncomfortable, or that does it hurt, or tell our listening audience about that?
Well, sometimes, like when I first started getting them, they said it was a cyst, and they just looked to see if it's a cyst, they don't do anything about it. They'll just tell you that it's a cyst. Well, they'll call you back in. They'll do those same painful exams that they do with the machine that they do your mammogram with. And they'll come back and they'll look at it and they'll tell you if it's a cyst. But if they think it's a tumor and it's not a cyst, and they'll come back and they'll want to do a biopsy. And they'll do it with you right there, and they'll tell you where the tumor appears to be. They'll point to it. They'll mark it. They'll do some type of circles with it and pinpoint it exactly. They'll do a X-ray of it to make sure that they know exactly where it is. Then when they're ready to do the biopsy, they'll bring a radiologist in there, and he'll take a small needle. It's rather long needle, but he'll take a needle, and he'll go in there, and you'll feel him take a pinch of it, and they'll take a pinch of it, and then they'll take that, and they'll go and do the exams or looking at it under the microscope. When you come back again, they'll ask for you to come back again, probably in a few days after that. Then they'll come back, and they'll ask you to do another test. They'll look at your breast again under the mammogram, under another machine. And when they come back and look at it again, they'll make sure that they've hit the right point, and they'll tell you if they believe it's cancer or not. At that point, well, this is the way Baylor did it. They don't tell you what stage it is, because they say that they can't tell what stage it is until they open you up. If the tumor is not too large, it's under 5 centimeters, they do what they call a lumpectomy. They just go in, they slice open the breast, and they take the tumor out. Now, if the tumor's at a certain point, they may tell you that they want to do radiation to prevent it from coming back, because some tumors will come back again, regardless of what size they are. So they'll tell you whether they want to do the radiation on it. In my case, it was over 5 centimeters, so it made it at a stage 3. But the type of cancer that it was required that you not only have the breast removal to rid yourself of the tumor, but it also required that the lobes, nodules to the breast also have to be checked to make sure that if the cancer has spread to the nodules, that means from the breast to under the arms. And if that's the case, then they start removing some of them and doing the surgery. They check to see if they have, if cancer has spread to your nodules. And at that point, if they have or haven't, that's when they tell you what stage the cancer is. And then they start preparing for whatever type of treatment you need. So you don't really want to go that far if it's not required. You really want to do the breast exams. You want to go to the doctor every year. But sometimes, even when you're doing due diligence with your health, it still happens, and there's nothing that you can do about it. And sometimes it's due from hereditary. One of the first things after they start telling you about it, they start asking, is there anybody else in your family that's had cancer, breast cancer, or any type of cancer? But they particularly ask about breast cancer. And so if your mom or your grandmother, your aunt, or somebody's had breast cancer, particularly, I think, on the mother's side or some, from what I was reading, but I'm not sure about that, they'll ask you if anybody in your family's had that cancer. And then, like, you'll see some of the celebrities have decided to go ahead and have surgery anyway, because they believe that if you're somebody in your family, if your mother, your sister, or somebody, your aunt, has had it, it's more likely a chance that you'll get it as well. So it's real important to go get the mammograms.
Yes, ma'am, it is. And I wanted to tell the listening audience also the difference between a cyst and a tumor is that a cyst is just a object in up under your skin that has water. It's just a water field, a fluid field, a ball of shape that's under your skin, and it's usually not real deep into the tissue. And the tumor is a hard solid, well, it's a solid mass that is like embedded into the tissue of your breast, and that's when it can be more complicated once it turns into a tumor. Cysts generally, like she says, they're aspirated. What they do is they go in sometimes and pull the fluid out, send it to the lab, and to see if there's anything else going on with it. They can usually draw all the fluid out and then treat your breast to get rid of the cyst, or just watch it and let it maybe dissolve sometimes on its own. And but the tumor, like she says, has to be sampled, biopsied, which is a test that they do where she said, like she said, take a pinch of it and send it to the lab to be reviewed up under a microscope. So for all of you that are listening, maybe you didn't understand the difference between a cyst and a tumor. That's the difference. And tumors are more serious because they are masses, they're solids, and cancer can grow in a tumor more likely than in a cyst, and cysts can be aspirated, meaning fluid drawn out of them. So for y'all that didn't know that, I just want to enlighten you, because I was in the medical field for, which I still am, for a few years, and I've seen that happen. It starts off as a cyst, and sometimes, like she said, they come back, and then they start developing into tissue. They connect to your tissue in your breast, and that's the way the tumor develops, and that's the reason why it's very important for us to examine ourselves, our breast, and feel for any abnormalities that we might be feeling, because we don't want, like she said, to go that far, because we can sometimes prevent these things, and they are hereditary, congenital, according to the doctors. And I've had my little scare too, because few years ago, we were talking about the lymph nodes that have to be removed also. Well, there was one that was floating around in my breast, and I guess it must have floated away. Because after a couple of years, they didn't see it anymore, and I guess it went back to where it was supposed to be. But that was a scare for me, so I usually make sure I have my breast exams on time every year to make sure that it does not return, or if it's to start to act bad again or float back to where it's not supposed to be. We have to make sure of that. And I wanted to tell the young ladies that are listening, please, 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 whatever you do, feel your breast monthly. Cancer took away one of my best friend's sister, and she was only 19 when it took her away. I admonish, I have two grandchildren that have lumps right now in their breast. Both of them have had surgeries to remove them. They were not malignant. They had not developed any cancer cells in them, but because they told their parents that they were having that swelling in that tissue, and it was kind of bothering them, in time, they got to the doctor. And the doctor biopsied them and made sure that it wasn't anything in them. So thanks be to God for that. But they're only 16 and 17 now. But since it runs in my family.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Age really isn't a factor much anymore. You want to
make sure that you take care of that. I had an aunt back in the 50s, had to have a radical mastectomy, where, you know, at that time, they didn't know how to treat the breast. They just end up taking off one of her whole breasts. And I believe that if she had been up to date, that they wouldn't have probably had to do that. But then it ended up that it did spread. It came back and it spread through to her bones and caused her to have bone cancer. And that's what took her out. Initially it was breast, and then it spread into her bones. So what we want to do is make sure that once we have that diagnosis, make sure that we have all the tests to make sure that it's not spreading, and have all the treatment that we need to have to make sure that it does not spread, because we can, through chemo and radiation therapy, right? Chemo.
Oh, yeah.
That it can be, it's put on standstill. You know, and also
I think some women shy away from it because they hear also about what you go through with the treatments.
Right, that's what I was about to say. They're scared and afraid that because of the radiation or the chemo, your hair comes out. You are sick at times. You know, you have nausea. Yeah, Beverly, tell us what kind of feelings that you had during that chemo when you were taking it.
Well, the chemo itself is not that bad. Well, I think I had two or three types of medicine. They call it a poison going in your system because it really is almost like a poison. Because they give it to you, what they did for me, they put a port. I have a port right above my left breast, and they put some needles in there. And I think usually I was there for about maybe 2 to 3 hours a day for 6 weeks. So you go 5 days a week for 6 weeks. And the first time I had it, it really gave me a strange feeling. I was a little bit depressed. I really didn't feel good. It really made you feel really strange outside your body. It wasn't a good feeling. The first time, when I didn't know what was going on, I couldn't understand what was happening. They don't really tell you, they tell you about the nausea, and they tell you about that you might lose your hair. They don't know when you're going to lose the hair. They just tell you to expect to lose it. And they tell you that you might lose some of your appetite and some things of, I forgot what else they'll tell you about. But and they tell you about nausea. They give you like two or three medicines to treat nausea. They'll give you some medicine to help with your appetite. But when you get the chemo, you're feeling fine for that day that they give you the chemo. It's the next day that you're really concerned about, because then the medicine starts to kick in. And sometimes you don't really feel like yourself. You're throwing up. You don't really have a whole lot of appetite. There were days when you don't get out of bed because you really don't feel like getting out of bed. And then you'll go get one treatment and you won't have any effect. Then you'll go get the next treatment, and the next treatment will send you into a little quandary, like you're not sure what's going on with your body. You don't feel too good. You're a little bit cranky. You just can't stand to eat anything. Food tastes like cardboard. All of it tastes about the same. It doesn't matter what it is. I think the only food that I could taste was I would get the hot wings that were real hot, and that was the only thing I could taste was the hot sauce. But everything else that you taste, and it makes you not eat because you don't feel like eating and you can't taste the food, so what's the point of eating it? And then when your hair starts coming out, it's a real surprise. It really kind of catches you off guard because you're expecting it, but you don't know how it's going to come out. And you wake up one morning, it's either on your pillow or every time you comb your hair, it comes out in the comb or the brush. Or if you wash it, you're scared to look down because you might have a whole tub full of hair or a shower full of hair. Mine just started coming out every day. Every time I would touch it, it would just start coming out. So it's not a very comfortable feeling. You don't really too much really want to be around other people because you don't really feel like it. It takes a mental and emotional strain on your body and on your mind because you really don't feel too great. And you do get very, very sick. And so it's like what they ask you to do is come every day, which is enough of a strain right there. And you're going every day for 2 hours or so. You know, it really doesn't take, the treatment itself doesn't take that long, with about 2 hours, but you sit there and you have to be tested to make sure that everything's okay before they give you the medicine. And then once a week you have to go back up to your doctor and they check your blood to make sure you're okay. They check your blood count to make sure you're okay. They check your weight. They check your kidneys. They check everything to make sure that you can tolerate this chemo medicine. And it depends on how many medicines you're getting. You get two or three. You got some people that they start getting the chemo before they do any surgery because the cancer is progressing at such a high rate. They have to get it before they get the surgery. And so the chemo is, it's an ugly drug. I just tell you that way. It really does take your appetite. You really just don't want to go anywhere because you don't know if you're going to get sick. Because you can be in the car and just start getting sick. And, you know, so it's really not something that you look forward to doing. So, but even though you don't like going through it, I still suggest that women go get your tests done, go get your treatments done, and if the doctor thinks you need to do it, be ready to do it. The only upset about this is the cost, and that's something that I really didn't want to stress, because most of the time when we go to the doctor, we usually, depending on what type of surgery, have copay. When you go and they start talking to you about breast cancer or any type of cancer, they start talking about real, real numbers, and we're not talking about no technology or anything. I think for my surgery, it was estimated at $34,000 before I even hit the surgery. When you start talking about chemo and radiation, they start talking about some real numbers. And when they start talking about radiation, they're talking about maybe like $100 a day. Or if your copay is $35 a day, it's $35 a day. So they wanted me to pay like $35 a day for 5 days each week. So whatever, I think it's like $150 a week is what my copay was. So it does really take, I remember hearing Sister Henderson talk about how women, when you go through cancer, how it can destroy your home, because you, without the treatments, without some way to pay for the treatments, you're kind of up a creek. You have to find a way to finance this. If you don't have insurance and there aren't any resources, you're kind of really stuck out, because the treatments are very, very expensive. When you do the chemo, they give you about three or four types of different medicines that you've got to take. You've got to have stuff for the nausea. You've got to have stuff for some other treatment that they give you. I think I have about three or four different types of medicines to take. And that's, you have to buy, and you have to have it. You have to have it right then. There's no getting around it. You just have to have it. So it's really expensive to go through cancer treatments, and that's the other thing that deters a lot of people, is because they know, they said, I don't have the money. And so it becomes a question about whether you're going to go through the treatment or you're going to or not, because of the cost of it. It's extremely important and extremely expensive if you don't have any health insurance.
Amen. Well, there are organizations out there now that are helping and developing and helping our women to go through this financially. You just have to get on the internet and look up some things and look them up and find out. But there are some organizations that will help women with these issues, financial issues. Beverly has told me about a few of them, and we've done some research on them. So ladies that are having this issue, you can go on the internet and find out where you can get help. And also, we can give us a call, and we go look up the for you also. And we do have information that through Ashes to Beauty, which is an organization that helps women when they are financially crunched about their home rent and utility bills and stuff like that, that will help you. And that is headed by the founders, Minister and Pastor Sanara Henderson, with Ashes to Beauty. And if you need more information, you can go to a2bministries.org and look at their website, and they will give you information about getting help through your cancer ordeal. So there are some places out there that will help you financially through your crisis. There's some grants and other things available. So Beverly,
some of the organizations will help with the copay. Some of them will help with the medicine. Now, one of the greatest things for the medicine is to go to the pharmaceutical companies and let them know that you're needing assistance with the medication. The other thing is that when you go to the hospital, like if you're going to Baylor or Methodist or Southwestern or something, always go in there to the patient advocate and to your billing office, finance office, and ask them for the type of grants that are out there. And sometimes people don't ask, and sometimes they don't tell you, but if you go in there, they'll tell you about the different types of grants that are available, the different types of foundations that are available, They'll tell you also about the pharmaceutical companies that will give you the medicine if you tell them that you meet a certain income. If you're a senior citizen, they'll give you the medication for free. But there are a lot of grants out here for women that need some help. There's also the there's a women's help organization over there by Methodist Hospital. And it's Women's Health, and it's a small little store, but they're all over the country, and they help with when you've had a mastectomy. They will help you with, I have lymphedema, which is when they've taken the nodules out of your arm and your arm comes to swelling. They'll help you with getting those, the compression garments for your hand or for your arms. There are some other organizations out here in Dallas that will help as well, and I've looked up quite a few today. And there are some other organizations that will help you with transportation and travel resources if you're going to, maybe you're going to try the Cancer Center of America and go out of state. The Cancer Center of America also helps if you want to try one of their facilities and you have problems with getting there. They'll help you. The Avon Cares program is another great source for helping with information and helping with funding if you need it. There's also the Patient Access Network Foundation, and the one I got a grant from was the Patient Advocate Foundation Copay Relief. Now, what they do is they pay your copays, any medicine that you have to buy, anything that you come out of pocket, they'll reimburse you for. And for if you have your now they wouldn't do my radiation, but they would pay for my chemo. So if you have chemo and you can't afford the rest of it and you're having problems with it, then Patient Advocate Foundation is a great resource. I got a grant of $5,000. And when I got my compression garments, I didn't know till yesterday when I went over there Friday that they had gave me a grant to help pay my compression for my compression garments. So don't be afraid to ask them.
Look at the Lord. Look at the Lord.
Yeah, so, you know, I didn't know until I looked at the records when I looked on there and I saw they had used a grant to help pay for my compression garments. And I'm like, oh, well, bless the Lord. I didn't know they had did that. I thought it came from my insurance company. So there's a lot of help out here. Don't be afraid to ask for the help. Don't be afraid to tell them that you need some help. Tell your doctor that you need some help. Because unless you tell somebody, they don't know. And sometimes you might say it and they forget, you got to call back and ask. So, contact us at bgrannysplace@gmail.com if you need some help. If I can give you some assistance with this, we'll tell you where to go and who to talk to. And there's another organization in Texas that is for women's health. I just found them today, and they help women with the mammograms. They help you with your pregnancy programs and stuff. So there's a lot of help coming out here. We just have to get it out to everybody and let people know that there are a lot of resources out here to help you. You just have to reach out and tell somebody you need some help.
Amen. Well, that's what we're here for. We want to be able to give you the resources that you need when you need some help, ladies. So thank you so much for listening. And, Beverly, we're going to make a concerted effort to on our next show. Well, not the next one, because we have a great person coming up on October the 6th. I believe she's going to be a book writer I think we'll be talking to. But since October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we're going to try to gather all the information that we can for you ladies listening and for all those who are going through any kind of breast cancer treatment or any kind of treatment. We're going to try to find out all the information that we can for you and make it available if you go to bgrannysplace@gmail.com and contact us. So that's what we'll be doing for you for the month of October.
since we are trying to keep you aware and abreast of breast cancer. Now, Beverly, we want to go ahead and get some announcements out for this coming weekend and for our upcoming show. So I'm going to go ahead and make this announcement for the City Women Monthly meeting. It's going to be Saturday, October the 4th at Women in Home. Okay, Women in my internet is there we go. It's going to be opening doors for women in need, and it's going to be in the Nehemiah Building at 3600 Horn Street, Fort Worth, Texas. This is a networking meeting that helps women with different organizations for women, and it's a nonprofit organization dedicated to the empowerment, networking of individuals and communities, mentoring, relationships, and community outreach. This is called City Women, and they meet monthly, and the executive director is Sister Carlotta Gauban, and she can be reached at 817-333-4399. On Saturday morning, we will be having a community networking meeting from 10 to 12 p.m. in Fort Worth at the Nehemiah Building. Also, on Saturday from 8 to 10, Ashes to Beauty will be having their annual fundraiser for breast cancer awareness at the Applebee's on Northwest Highway. That is sponsored by Ashes to Beauty. You can go to a2bministries.org and click on happenings and find out all the information for that event that we're having. We'll be there from 8 o'clock to 10 and having breakfast. For the donation is $10, and it's an all-you-can-eat breakfast. So join Ashes to Beauty in that. Also, then we'll go to Fort Worth and be in the City Women Monthly Meeting for networking of all women in our organizations. And then coming up next week on October the 11th, the Mighty Women of the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, Women of Distinction, will be having their annual prayer brunch from 9 until. We'll have seven dynamic speakers, including Pastor Sonara Henderson. Please come out and join us at 4802 Burma Road, Dallas, Texas, 75216. Join us for that event. We're looking forward to seeing you there. And then October the 25th. Yes. All right, women that are listening, please prepare yourselves. Please come out to our first Women's Empowerment Conference. We want to love you. We want to let you know who you are and what your purpose in life is. We have four dynamic speakers. We have Sister Deborah King. We have Sister Carlotta, Minister Carlotta Gauban. We have Sister Demetria LeBlanc. We have Pastor Sonara Henderson. Those will be our four speakers, just letting you know who and what and why you were designed as a woman. And afterwards, we'll have our breakout sessions. We'll have massages. We'll have jewelry. We'll have Mary Kay. We'll have purses. We'll just have a loving good time on each sister. And most of all, and free to all, it's going to be food. So come on out and enjoy yourselves with us on October the 25th from 12 until 4 p.m. at the First Free Will Baptist Church at the corner of Wheatland and Clark Road. The address is 1415 Wheatland. Please join us. Beverly, what's that zip code? I always forget that.
75116.
Okay, 75116. You can go to B. Granny's Place at gmail.com for any other information that you might need. We have a flyer that we're sending out to all our people. If you want to get that flyer to distribute it among your friends, your loved ones, your sisters, your cousins, all the females that you know, just come on and join us. We're going to have a grand old time, and God is going to be in the place, and then we're going to have some spiritual, some good physical food, and then we're going to have some good fellowship among the sisters. Okay, so join us on October the 25th from 12 to 5 at the First Free Will Baptist Church. We're going to have a good time, and some of our vendors that will be there will be giving away drawings for some different items that they are about their wares and different stuff like that. So you might be get blessed and get something donated to you for coming. So come on out. Come on out. Come on out. All right. All right. And also, I want to ask your sisters who have men children or husbands or fiancés that are male to join Brother Jewel Lewis on Saturday mornings, same time, 8 to 9 a.m. on this same station, Blog Talk Radio. But the name of his show is Free on the Inside. He has some very interesting guests on, and he's catering and looking for men to talk to and join him in on his conversations. He's been around the world. He's talked to a lot of people, and each week is somebody different and interesting. So join him on Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for Free on the Inside. And also, upcoming October the 18th, we're going to have a relationship program. Marriage relationships, friends relationships, all kind of relationships is going to be hosted by none other than John and Monette Legs. It's going to be Mojo in relationships. So come on and start listening to us. We'll have more information at the Empowerment Conference. We'll be announcing it again next Monday night. So all of you that are listening, tell somebody, pass the word along to join us on Monday nights from 8 to 9, my sister, my friend, because we're here to talk to you and to lift you up. And also, if you have something burning on your mind or burning on your heart or something you just want to talk about, please feel free to join us and ask us or send us an email at bgrannysplace@gmail.com. Can we talk about this? Can we talk about that? It's okay. We will answer you, and we will set up a program for you to call to talk to us about whatever's on your mind, on your heart. And we also have Street Talk. I'm sorry, I missed them. They're on Friday nights from what time, Bev? 8 to 9 or 9 to 10?
They're on 8 to 9, talking
okay.
about whatever it is you talk about on the streets of Dallas. Ages 18 to 35 is generally the category for that program.
Amen, amen. Street Talk hosted by
our young youth that are coming on.
Okay, yes, and soon up and coming for the sons and daughters or of the young people ranging from, we're going to start from 13, 12. We might even start at 11.
From 12 to 18.
We're going to have an upcoming show for them. So get your kids ready to talk about some issues that they're having or some things that's going on with them at school, or talk about the rappers of today, basketball, how to react with your friends and bullying. We're covering everybody to make you whole, because we want the families to be whole. We want our ladies and our men to be whole. We want our youth to be whole. And we want us to have some fruitful relationships the way God said it should be, and help you young ladies and young men to learn how to treat each other and know who's right for you, and just a whole gamut of everything. We're just trying to make you whole. We want to love on you. We want to give you information. We want to give you resources. So come on by every night of the week. And once on Saturday. Saturday mornings early.
We're trying to cover everything.
We're trying to cover everything because we want you to be whole. We want you to know that you can live a victorious life. That's what we're giving you. We have Pastor Terry on Sundays. What time is that, Beverly?
That's from 11 to 12, the First Free Will Baptist Church with Pastor Richard Terry. You need to come on by, tune in. He's a great man of God, and he's a really nice man. I think just come on by and listen to him, make friends with him, and you will say, oh, my goodness, where has this man been? Because he is a real good man. He's real nice, real easy to talk to, and he's a great teacher.
Yes, and he will give you that word of the Lord. He's not a hoop and hollering preacher. He's just a straightforward and gets your attention, and you can understand him is just like today and night, okay? So come on by on Sunday mornings from 11 to 12?
11 to 12.
11 to 12, First Free Will Baptist Church on blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place. Come on by, First Free Will. So we're asking you to just join us because we're trying to cover you. We're trying to give you some information, some spiritual growth, some love and some kindness. We just want to help. We just want to be here for you, our sisters, our brothers, and our children. Okay? So those are our upcoming events. We're going to ask Beverly to go ahead and pray us out tonight and ask God for his continued blessings on our lives.
I wanted to read this quote to you. I was looking at this woman wrote this book, and it says, "Now are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He's a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone." We stand in the gap, and we ask that you call into my sister and my friend when you're heavy laden, when your joys have departed, and when you need a friend. That's what we're here for. And Father God, we thank you for allowing us to come on this air, for allowing us to talk and to express our opinions. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to share what you've given us to others, to be a sister, to be a friend, to encourage someone who's heavy laden, to encourage someone who's broken in relationship, to encourage someone who's lonely, to encourage someone who doesn't know how to make it, and doesn't have a friend to call. Lord, we want you to use us. Use Granny's Place. Use my sister, my friend, to help a woman that's in need, whether it be domestic violence, whether it be because situations are out of her control. And Lord, we ask that you bless our listeners this morning, this evening, Lord. You bless our host, LaShonda Lewis. Bless our guest hosts that are not able to make it this evening. And, Lord, we just want to tell you thank you for all that you do for us. I thank you for bringing me and other women through breast cancer. Thank you for taking our families and giving them the strength to go with us and walk with us and help carry us as we went through that. And, Lord, we assess any woman and any family that's going through that today. Lord, let them know that you don't leave them alone when they're going through that, that you carry us through that. I don't know how I made it, but I know that I just trusted and believed in your promises, and I believe that you love me. I know that you do, and I want some other woman to feel that love. I want some other woman to have that feeling of peace that you gave me when they told me I had cancer. You didn't leave me alone. You didn't make me feel that you were going away. You gave me that comfort and that peace in my heart. And, Lord, I pray that you give that to some other woman today that's going through that same thing that I went through. And I pray that you give her your strength, give her that peace in your soul so that she can go through it, so that she'll know that no matter what goes on, no matter what the doctors say, that you come first and that you will take care of everything, that you are the healer, you are the provider, that no matter what man says is impossible, all things are possible with you. And, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk to women, to love them, to encourage them, and to promote them. And, Lord, we ask that this conference be all that you called it to be, and that you bring the women out so that we can touch and hold each other and cry together and uplift you, and that we can be all that you've called us to be. Let us know what our purpose is. Let us know what our destiny is. And, Lord, we just trust and believe that all your promises are true. And we just give you the praise and the honor today, Lord. And we thank you for being our Lord and our Savior, a waymaker and a burden bearer. And, Lord, lift some woman up tonight that thinks that there is no more way for her and she's on the verge of suicide. Lord, pull her back and hold her ever so tightly and let her know that she's got some sisters out here and some friends out here. And it will love her for always. And, Lord, we thank you for all things. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for that prayer, fervent prayer, Sister Beverly. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you also for heading, spearing us, pushing us to do this Blog Talk Radio show. And we hope that we've said or prayed something that will help any of those listeners that are not on the line with us tonight but are listening by cyberspace computer. God, we just thank you for them, and we thank you again for this opportunity, and we wish you well for the rest of the week. We love you all, and if you need us, we can be reached at bgrannysplace@gmail.com. Please contact us, hit us up, ask us what you need of us, and we will try to accommodate what you need. We're here for you. God bless you. We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Beverly. I love you.